أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين، واللعنة الدائمة الأبدية على أعدائهم أجمعين. ربي وفقني وسائر المشتغلين للعلم والعمل الصالح بحق محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. I hope that all problems has been solved, inshallah. And today, maybe if we start, yes, as usual, with Islamic laws. And last time we were with issue number 427. We finished issue number 426, and today with issue number 427, inshallah. Yes, that's right. Okay, and still we're dealing with istihada. According to the other books for Sayyid Sistani and Sayyid al-Qasim Khoi and other ulama, they started with hayd and then they would continue with istihada. But with tawdih al-masail, the students who collecting these issues in Qum Muqaddasah, they started with istihada. So never mind, it doesn't matter. All they are issues. Okay, issue number 427. If the medium istihada becomes excessive, medium istihada has been developed into excessive while she is already in salah. Okay, she should break the prayers. She's in the middle of salah and she had what? She had medium istihada. So medium istihada, it needs only wudu for each salah. And when what? And when ghusl for each day, okay, and wudu for each salah. But if she is inside or in the middle of salah and then she had now the medium istihaza become what? Become excessive, developed. So what shall she do? She should break the prayers. She should break the prayers and do ghusl for excessive istihada. Definitely for excessive istihada, as you know, that she needs ghusl for each prayer. For each prayer, she needs ghusl. Okay? In this case, she has to break the prayer and do ghusl. Do wudu and then ghusl. Wudu and then ghusl. As you know, the excessive istihada needs wudu before ghusl and ghusl for each prayer. Okay? And also perform other relevant acts and repeat the same prayers. And on the basis of recommended precaution, she should perform wudu before ghusl, as I told you. With excessive istihada, she needs from her to perform wudu and to perform what? The excessive to perform ghusl. And if she does not have time for ghusl, for example, the time of the prayer is about to finish. For example, the time of the afternoon prayers, it's still only 5 minutes. For example, it's about to finish 5 minutes. So she cannot perform ghusl. If she perform ghusl and wudu, she will lose what? She will lose the time. She will lose the ada. Then she will transfer, she will move to qada. So here, if she does not have time for ghusl, it is necessary that she should perform tayammum instead of ghusl. She should perform what? She should perform tayammum instead of ghusl. And if she finds that no time is left, and if she finds that no time is left, oh, thank you. And if she finds that no time is left even for tayammum, and if she said, even if I do tayammum, I cannot do my prayers ada, I'll move to qada, time will finish, then she should, on the basis of a precaution, not to break the prayers and complete the same. In that very condition, it will be necessary for her to offer qada later. So, if she doesn't have time, or the time will be vanished if she do ghusl, then she perform tayammum. If she said, even tayammum, I cannot spend time with tayammum because I will move from ada to qada. If I make tayammum, I'll waste time. So, what is her act? Is to do her, to continue her prayers. Then, as recommended precaution, or it will be necessary for her to offer qada later. It means that the prayers she did right now, and later on, she must what? She must do qada prayers. Similar rules will apply if during the salah her little istihaba becomes medium. The first one, it was if her istihaba become what? Her istihaba become, she was in medium istihaba, and then become what? Become excessive istihab. Now, her little istihab become what? Becomes medium or excessive. She will have to discontinue her salah and follow the rules of medium or excessive istihab. Medium or excessive istihaba, whichever be applicable. Within issue number 428, if the blood stops during salah, and the mustahaba woman, does not know whether or not it has also stopped internally. Maybe she doesn't know that the blood it stops during salah, and mustahaba woman does not know whether or not it has also stopped internally. And if after her prayers she understands that bleeding had totally stopped. Again, if after her prayers she understands that bleeding had totally stopped and she has sufficient time at her disposal to offer prayers again in the state of purity. Okay? It will be an obligatory precaution for her to act according to the rules applicable to her and pray again. What does that mean? She starts her prayers and she was what? She was having blood. Okay? And then in the middle of the salah, the blood stops. But she doesn't know if that blood stops
also internally stops, then what she will do in this case, if she has a time, if she has enough time, sufficient time to start, to restart the prayers again with purity, so she has to restart the prayers or repeat the prayers with a new purity, with a new purity, new wudu, I mean. Okay, issue number 429. If the excessive istihava, if the excessive istihava reduces to medium istihava, before a while it was from the little to medium and excessive. Now, if the excessive istihava reduces to medium istihava, the mustahava should perform the rules prescribed for excessive istihava, for the first prayer and then medium istihava for later prayers. Why? Because it was having the excessive istihava, so she had to perform wudu and ghusl for each salah. Then when the excessive istihava reduced into medium istihava, she has to perform only wudu for each salah. For example, if excessive istihava becomes medium before dhuhr prayers, she should perform wudu and do ghusl for dhuhr prayers and for the asr, maghrib and isha prayers, she should perform only wudu. Yes, absolutely, Mr. Ali. Sayyid Ali, even between dhuhr and asr. For example, before dhuhr, the excessive istihada reduced into what? Into little or medium istihada. So, what we ask her? We ask her to perform wudu and ghusl and pray what? Pray noon prayers. Afternoon prayers, the asr prayers, we need from her only what? Only wudu. Only wudu. However, if she does not do ghusl for dhuhr prayers and has time for asr prayers only, she doesn't do ghusl for dhuhr prayers and has what? Has time for asr prayers only, she should do ghusl for asr prayers. She should do what? Ghusl for asr prayers. And if she does not do ghusl for even asr prayers, she should do ghusl for maghrib. She should do ghusl for maghrib prayers. And if she does not do ghusl for that prayers as well, and has just enough time for isha prayer only, she should do ghusl for isha prayers. Okay. Issue 430. 430. Yes. If the excessive istihada stops before every salah and starts coming again she should do ghusl before each salah, that her excessive istihada stops before every salah and starts coming again, she should do ghusl before each salah. Okay. Yes, it is complicated, but you know, the ladies should study these. Yes, exactly, it is difficult, But it is their duty. They have to know them and they have to act according to them. You know, because we said before that the mukallaf, his acts should completely be according to the verdicts of the jurist that he has to follow. So they have to. Now, issue number 431. Yes, it is too much blood for the ladies. Yeah. Issue number 431. If the excessive istihada reduces to little, the mustahada should follow for the first prayers the rules prescribed for excessive istihada. It means to perform wudu and do ghusl for each salah. For each salah. And for the later prayers, for the later, unless if she gather between Dhuhr and Asr, so she needs only wudu and one ghusl. If there is no separation, if there is no gap. And the same thing for Maghrib and Isha. But if she separates, if there is a gap, so she has to perform wudu and do ghusl for each. Now, and for the later prayers, the rules prescribed for little istihada. Why? Because she starts with excessive istihada and then the excessive istihada reduced to little istihada. So for the first prayer, she must do what? She must do the excessive istihada acts, rules. It means perform wudu and what? And perform wudu and do ghusl. For the little istihada, what we need from her, it is just to make wudu for each prayer. Now, similarly, if the medium istihada becomes little, if the medium istihada becomes little, she should follow rules prescribed for little istihada. You see, if the medium istihada becomes little, she should follow rules prescribed for medium istihada for the first prayers and those prescribed for little istihada for the later prayers. Okay. Now, within issue number 432, if a mustahada woman neglects any one, if mustahada woman neglects any one of the obligatory rules, she neglect any one of the obligatory rules, her namaz will be void. Her salah will be what? Will be invalid, not accepted. Why? Because it is her duty to do such act, but she neglect that act, and she doesn't do that act, so her prayers will be void. All right. Issue number 433. If a woman who is in little or medium istihada, if a woman who is in little or medium istihada wishes to engage in an act which requires wudu as a prerequisite, like salah, like touching the secret of the Quran, okay, etc., she should make wudu for the purpose. It means she make wudu and her intention is what? Is to touch the Quran or the secret of the Quran. The wudu made specifically for Salah would not be sufficient if she wishes to touch after Salah is over. You see that what we mean, what we need from her, if she want to have to what? To touch the secret of the Quran. Okay? And now she is praying. So after the prayers, we need from her to do another what? Another wudu. For what? This other wudu, its intention or her intention is to what? Is to touch the secret of Quran. In spite of, so how about the wudu of Salah? We said that's not sufficient. We said that's not sufficient. Okay. Now, issue number 434. A mustahava who has done her obligatory ghusls can go into masjid. Mustahava can go into masjid. Pause for some time and stop there for some time in it and recite the verses of the Quran and recites the verses of the Quran which contain obligatory sajda, which contain the obligatory sajda. It is also the four surahs. It is also An-Najm, Al-Sajda, Al-Alaq, Wafussalat. It is also lawful for her husband to have sexual intercourse with her, though she may not have performed all the acts which are required before the prayers. Example, changing the cotton and the pad. And it is not unlikely that these acts may be permissible even without ghusl. But precaution is in avoiding them. Precaution is in avoiding them. She can enter the mosque with blood. Yes, because this is not hayd. This is istihada. This is istihada. You know, and we have a hukum. You can carry a mutanajjis thing or a najis thing while you are praying. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين.